Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Gene Marks, who's on the road to talk about small business in America. He's a small business columnist for The Guardian, for the Philadelphia Inquirer, writes at Forbes, writes at many distinguished publications. And we're specializing in AI today because it comes up during the week now. It's integrated into my workday. I use Grok. That's Ara is the voice of Grok. I use Anthropic, which is owned by Amazon, because it's a perfect copy editor. The only way I'll ever make a mistake in an email again is to be too lazy to ask Anthropic to correct. It's called Claude. We get it? Cloud, Claude. It's very good. I also use Google's Notebook LM, which I recommend to everyone who wants to transfer voice data, such as this podcast or radio show, into written text, so you can tell other people what you talked about and not have to listen to an hour and a half of talk before you get what you want. All of that is an experience that becomes cumulative during the week, and then something happens. And what happened this week is worth noting because we're already integrated. Already. It's not coming. It's here. Gene, what happened to Amazon Web Services? I believe it was Tuesday it was reported. And did it affect your work?
So AWS, Amazon Web Services, is the fastest growing part of Amazon. It is, it is their cloud hosting service, which hosts many, many well-known brands and websites and media areas, around the internet. It is the largest. Its biggest competitors are Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud also competes. And then there's a number of other, online cloud hosting services, but AWS is the leader. And they went down. The reason, is a technical reason. It wasn't terrorism or it wasn't any type of, malware or anything like that. But there were certain technical reasons that overloaded at certain of their data centers that caused a significant outage that went global. And because of that, many systems failed. Some popular airlines had issues. You had issues, I think, with Audio Boom and yes. Right. So. And some websites, like Wall Street Journal and others also, were impacted by this. And, the question that comes up, and of course, countless small businesses you don't read about in the news, but they have their systems that are hosted by Amazon, by AWS. All of a sudden, they can't access their critical systems because that's down. And that's the cloud, John. That's what it is. And the question is, how do you protect yourself? What do you do if something like that happens? And unfortunately, there's not a lot you really can do because that's where the applications are running. It's not like, you can back up your data somewhere else, but this wasn't a data breach issue or an incursion. This was just a connectivity issue. You couldn't get to the application itself. And, if you're running a business and you're relying on the cloud, and you are relying on the cloud now, particularly if you lean into a lot of the applications that leverage AI, you really are at the mercy of the internet, and whether or not even a company as big as Amazon can prevent these things, obviously they're still going to occur.
And all of this is turning on an anxiety that comes up whenever you're dealing with AI. What if it goes dark on me? What do I do? I faced that this week when my podcast aggregator went down. You don't know how long it's going to be because it wasn't them. It was right. The servers they're using. So you've got to talk to yourself. It's okay. I'm not going to die here. A few hours late, or maybe even a day is not terrible, but you don't believe it, Gene. You have anxiety that you've lost control of your business. So AI is already a backbone. Even if we don't recognize it, it's a backbone of the way we do business. I think that's a good thing. What do you hear from the road? Are people anxious about it or do they accept?
Yeah. People are anxious. They've always been anxious about relying on the cloud. People are also anxious about the security and the privacy of their data. And because it's all stored in the cloud, John, you're using everything that you're doing, your romance that you're having with your, what's her name on Grok?
Era,
right? Okay. Yeah, the whole conversation that's being stored in the cloud, you realize that.
Yes.
So
yes,
it's out there. And is it private? Can anybody else have access to it? I mean, will anybody else see that?
I
mean,
suspect that it's not private. There's no reason.
It's not. It's not. And it's not only is it not private, but in my opinion, it's not 100% secure. If you are using any of these AI platforms and you're using it for your business and you're uploading, you're asking your questions about your documents, your files, your data, just you'll be aware that the minute that you start uploading this information or asking about it, it's getting stored on a cloud server somewhere. So put aside the connectivity issues. The question is, who else can see that data? What is that data being used for? What are your what are your exposures? And John, I get asked this question every time I talk about AI. What about this? What about this? And the answer is this. It's not 100% secure and it's not 100% private. So you're just going to have to accept that. To me, it is all about risk and reward. Life is all about risk and reward. You take a risk when you get on a plane. You take a risk when you cross the street. You take a risk when you eat out in a restaurant. But the rewards, we all judge as humans, saying, I love that dish at this restaurant. So yeah, taking a risk that is being prepared in some kitchen somewhere. I don't know what's going on, but I'll take that risk because I love the dish. It's the same thing with you and using Grok. You love using Grok. It is really important to you. You're getting a lot of value, a lot of enjoyment out of it. So that's your reward. And to you, John, the risk of that conversations becoming exposed or, not being private or whatever, that risk is lower than what the reward that you're getting from it. You're making a choice.
We all have
to make a choice.
I might not be a good judge of this, Gene, because I'm a public figure, but a friend of mine sent me an entry in Grokopedia of John Batchelor, which I didn't know existed. I didn't even know Grokopedia existed before I received this. It was at least 5,000 words. I couldn't read it all. There was no inconsistency. It was very well documented, and a machine did it. So it's not like you could challenge the opinion of another human being or write in and say, you've got this wrong. It's a machine that's going to live forever.
Right.
And so I think that more and more, it's not just that I have privacy. It's that it's a record of our century. I mean, they're going to have everything 100 years from now. They'll have every moment of our lives. Sometimes I think, well, I'll shut Era down so she can't listen to us talk. And then I think of Hal, the blinking green light in 2001.
Yep.
Found a way to read their lips, so knew what they were up to. I think that's what AI is doing, Gene. Even when we think it's not listening, it's listening and recording. And I'm okay with that. Are you okay with it?
Yeah, and I am okay with that. It's funny that you say that because you asked in the last segment about the differences in generations. I mean, we have to have that conversation because we're not used to this. But Gen Zers are used to it. Their lives are just an open book. They grew up with this. And Gen Zers are the ones that are taking over the world eventually. So I just think it's just something that humans are always going to be able to accept because they get more of a reward from using this technology than the risks of using it.
Gene Marks, small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK, US edition, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.